If we did do the security, we would need probably need a security assessment. And why would we need a security assessment? Because if we start closing off rooms, it would change the HVAC system possibly. And if we change the HVAC system because of different control settings for closed rooms, then that could cost us more money. So here we are, we're moving forward with a project that I've been on board with. I think Alderman Mayer and I were the ones that said we should do a little bit of something with City Hall from the get-go. So it's not like we've been opposing doing something with City Hall. We just felt that the roof and the HVAC should take the highest priority, the security should take a high priority, and then anything after that should be done if there's funding left over. And I don't know. We are going to have unknown costs to this. I had taken down some of the comments, and again, Alderwoman Mayer was correct. Mr. Liberta said on that tape that if we do substantial remodeling beyond the modest remodeling, it would kick in the need for the ADA compliant with the elevator, and he put a price quota that it could cost us $50,000. There were a couple other things in there that also are not included in this. So the budget you're looking at for 2.3 and the way bids have been coming out, perfect example is the Pleasant View Pavilion, which was nearly double the Ross and Holmes project, which was some aspects of were three times the cost. I don't think we're still looking at a $2.3 million project. That concerns me, and we still don't have these items addressed with the security. We don't have the cost breakdown in the elevator. We don't know what the landscaping will be. So basically, we've had a change in scope in one swoop motion when the item was brought before the council with the architect. And I don't think I was there for that meeting for that architect when the council voted to get the architect, although I would have done it. But I obviously wasn't the one to vote for the higher-end remodel because of the things that I knew in the past about the security that we needed to address.
Was it brought up?
And the possibility of the elevator and the other different things. So I might suggest that we do a base bid for the structural items, and this is sort of the ultimate bid. And then once we know what all those bids are going to come up, then maybe add on all the grandiose doorways to the community center and stuff like that so we can break this down into something so we don't have to kill the project because we don't have enough money, or we can move on with getting this roof done that we've been talked about for years. And Mayor even said that at some point we got to move forward on this. We've been talking about the roof and the security for 3 years, and that was, of course, in 2006. So I am concerned about us going over budget, even with adding the $600,000, even on the modest design. So that is why I'm asking that if the bids could be done and structured a little bit differently than that, so we could... That's my suggestion. I'm not going to support the motion, but I'm going to make that suggestion that if you do move forward with that, rather than not knowing all the costs and just sending a bid out, having to reject the bids or finding more money, that you take that approach of the alternate bid.
I think it was Alderman Nelson that fired, was that right?
You guys agree. Mr. Liberta, In the last 3 weeks, we've talked numerous times, and I appreciate your time because I've asked a lot of questions, a lot. And, well, that's one, and a lot. And just so, and I learned, so basically this project, if we were to spend the 1.775, that would include the entire roof, because in the past it was like pieces, but this would be the entire roof and the HVAC and the all the wood around the entire building is called cladding. I didn't know that. So cladding. So it would be 1.775. So we would know that would be a fixed cost. That we know that's set. because what we don't know is the variable for the addition and what other unknown costs could come in and where that funding source would come from. So we know the roof and the HVAC is 1.7, so we're set with that.
That 1.775 included $500,000, $500,000 to $600,000, depending on bids come in, for the modest upgrade. So, yeah, you get the roof, the cladding, and then you need $100,000 of that facade money to cover the cladding. I mean, you get to the roof, the HVAC. So I did lay out at each of your places a budget breakdown that shows you how the 1775 was expected generally to work as compared to the 2019 if you do the 233. One thing I will clarify, we don't any longer have that significant concern of a massively higher HVAC cost that we talked about when we had that more than hour-long committee of the whole meeting on this topic, because that was before the preliminary design study. They didn't know they would be able to use the VAV system that they're able to do and that the council's already authorized to design. So we have a fairly good estimate on the HVAC numbers now. And
but it's still open-ended as to far as what we could come up with the new design as far as any, I mean, we're basically still not 100% on what the overall costs are going to be or where the funding's going to come from if they do run over. Let's just go with if the costs do run over, where that funding's going to come from next year.
So one thing we did, we're on the budget, but when you get, if you decide to move forward with the architect's contract, I'll point out, one thing we built into there that isn't normal for the process is an extra costing by the specialist who does contract costing at the 90% design criteria. So that before we bid, we will have a better estimate that we're actually within budget, or if we've had sort of eyes bigger than our wallet, you know, and we've added somehow during the process that has pushed the cost up. So we built into that process sort of one extra chance to make sure we don't run over budget, that we actually scope something that meets the budget. But if that were to happen, just like with every contract we have, it comes back to the council to decide, you know, how do you want to do it? Staff will make recommendations depending upon the, you know, what the difference is. If you're talking, you know, small percentages such that you're $50,000 or $20,000 off out of, you know, that portion of the project, you may choose to do it from fund balance. If it's significantly higher, you may turn around and go to the accountant and say, what happened here? You know, or not accountant, I mean architect, and, you know, rescope the project. This is a period where there's some volatility in the construction market between material prices due to tax changes and whatnot, and the amount of work that's going on in the region. So that's why we added that extra step in the contract, so we can try to avoid that from happening. But common councils all at their last meeting adopted something that said you're going to approve all bids, so I'm going to bring the final bid contract in so you can see exactly the nature of how it's being bid. You'll know exactly what the estimate is. If the 90% says you should be within your budget, we expect that you will. This is my job, and I'm saying I think you're there. And then when we get the bids back, you'll decide whether you want to award it, and if money's short, where you're going to find it, and if there's extra money for the contingency, we can all wipe our brow and say, whew, because contingency is a good thing in a construction project. At the numbers we're looking at, you can see, you know, our contingency, some of it is dependent upon not having everything end up in the high level. If everything comes in high, your contingency on this project is down in that I don't know, 5% range. That's low for a project contingency of this nature. So now relative to security, although it's not in this project budget, our capital outlay budget has $75,000 for security. That isn't identified what it's for. I have referred to it as, you know, key fobs and cameras, but at the same time, the finance director had requested $10,000 to put glass in front of Treasury. The HVAC consultant knows that, isn't worried about it because he's already, you know, addressed that by the nature of the system he's using. But that can be used first out of that $10,000, and we can get maybe the door security, and while the ceiling tiles ripped up, have the conduits run to make sure we're prepared to handle any cameras, and only add the amount of cameras that add to the budget, which is something we anticipated. Because do we need as many cameras as the PD has around their facility, or do we just need them on, you know, a couple key places? So there is some money that I think we can bring into play, and I expect if the Common Council moves forward with the overall project, I will probably come back and ask you to let me go out and bring in a security person beyond just our interior. Somebody, you know, our police department can do a security audit, but they don't know all the technical tools that and products that can be used that can work around facility demand. So I'll probably try and get that moving at the same time, so that if we're doing any construction, anything can be handled at the same time.
Okay. All right. Before I get, I'm going to interrupt you, John. Anybody have an issue with the library budget? See you, Jennifer. You can go home. Okay. Alderman Nelson still has the floor. Alderman Barber.
Where do I start on my speech? Okay. Back in 6/20 of 17, the proposal to do a renovation was first brought up. And to quote the same letter that was quoted earlier, there was also discussion of a modest exterior facade remodel, to quote the letter. And then there was a subsequent addition to the budget to make it 1.8 for that line item at the beginning of 2018 appropriation. I would like to ask the aldermen to change that his amount to that amount, because that to me covered the three items at the modest amount. We as a council decided by a split vote, which I was one of those that was split off from that, to go with the lesser design of $700,000, which was the initial appropriation. I still state that is still my position on it. I think that the number of calls I've gotten from constituents also says they don't understand why we have to go to the extreme. And I think we moved beyond modest into some other realm when we made that vote decision. So I'd ask the motion to be changed to 1.8 million to reflect what was in the budget initially and what my understanding is to be modest and still have the aesthetic qualities that I consider appropriate for City Hall.
Make a motion?
My silence is the answer.
You know, Franklin's got a history of being modest. It shows. For the entire time I've been on this Common Council and the time prior to that as Economic Development Chairman, my goal has always been to push us forward, to think a little bigger. I'd hoped that this project would have been one of those think it bigger and do it right. Franklin, at some point, has got to realize that there's another world out there, and it's not penny pinching. It's doing it right and doing it well. You guys do what you want. You're the policymakers. But, you know, when one constituent calls all of you guys and screams at you for an hour, you got to discount that. Listen to them once. But, you know, same with Alderwoman Mayer. you can find all the reasons in the world why not to do it. There's a good reason to do it, and it's because it is the right thing to do. If you do a modest remodel on this building, people are going to come back at you and say, what'd you do that for? Why didn't you spend the money and do it right? Make it look good, right? And in addition to that, you do the modest remodel, and then somebody's going to say, well, when are you going to build a new city hall? Because that didn't mean much. If you're going to be in this building for the next 20 or 30 years, which, when we do the roof and the air conditioning, probably should, make the damn building look good. Enough said. Okay, the maker of the motion did not agree to the amendment. Anybody else?
They did not agree to the barber special.
Anybody else? Okay, the motion is to include section 14 at 2.330. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, let's take a roll.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Motion fails. Four ayes, two noes. Excuse me. Four noes, two ayes. No absent, no abstentions. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd like to make a second motion. This is adding a new section 14 just as the previous motion. The numbers within the present 2019 budget are to be modified by the creation of a new section 14 in the ordinance for adopting the 2019 budget by creating an approved project as the 2019 capital improvement appropriation of $1,775,000 toward the City Hall roof HVAC and fascia wood replacement project, and that the previously suggested additional $600,000 intended to be moved from the general fund restricted contingency for a larger remodel remain in that fund for building security and public safety needs or as appropriate. So there would be funding if we did go over on the modest remodel. And we could also include security features. But that's not, that last part's not part of the motion. It stops at as safety needs or as appropriate.
Is there a second?
Clarifying that.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion on the motion. Alderman D'Andrea.
So inevitably, is it still $2.3 million?
With $600,000 in security, are you at your minds? The question is to Alderman.
No, the project becomes the original project with taking care of the problem of the roof and the HVAC, taking care of the wood fascia, and that is the $1.775 million. And then the previously suggested $600,000 for the larger remodel stays in the general fund restricted contingency in case the modest remodel goes over slightly or we want to do the security features that we all had talked about at the Committee of the Whole, or if there's other public safety needs for like the police or fire department, or as appropriate as the council would see in the future. So it's basically the $1.775 million to take care of the three issues, doing the modest remodel.
Okay.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, you're going to spend the $1.775 that has been budgeted for 2 years now, plus you're going to add $600,000.
No.
Just in case. It's in restricted contingency, so you're going to add $600,000 and spend it anyway.
No.
Just not for something permanent.
Point of order, point of clarification, I guess, is the more correct.
Go ahead.
No. I'm adding this into my motion, so anybody who could read this motion can understand that the previously suggested additional $600,000, which was in the previous motion, which was intended to be moved from the general fund restricted contingency for the larger remodel project that failed, that money, that $600,000, remains in the general fund restricted contingency, that we don't move it out, because the first motion was to move it out to make the project 2.3. I'm saying We're approving the 1.775, do the three projects, leave that money in there, and then if we want to do any security issues or we go over budget with the modest remodel, we have something to go back to. I'm not saying go ahead and spend the $600,000. I'm saying you stay with the three projects, you do the modest upgrade, and then I think even at that modest upgrade, we're going to have to dip into that money a little bit. I just don't see with the construction costs and, what we want for the modest remodel and the different security things that this council had talked about, I just don't see how it's going to be enough, and I don't want to jump into a 2.3 and then have to add another $600,000. That's my concern. So that's the backup money that stays in there that would have to be approved by four votes from the council when the budget comes back and we find out it's over, if it goes over.
Alderman Taylor.
First of all, I got a point of order. Regarding the conversation about security at a committee of the whole, when was that? Because I'd like to know when that was. I think it was a long time ago. I want to say that it was probably for the 2015 budget when I wasn't here, because I do not remember that conversation. I don't remember it.
I think it was...
it was the regular committee of the whole.
The first budget that had the 1.8 was... It's in my memo.
For the 15?
15.
1.8 was 17.
No. I mean, listen, while you are looking to find me this answer, when we met last time and we had the 3-3 tie, or whenever we voted on the 3-3 tie with the mayor broke it, no one mentioned the security and the safety portion. We had a long debate. No one mentioned that at all. Like, Mark?
The 1.8 was first put in the 2017 budget, and it was the December 5th committee of the whole, December 5th, 2016, where we had that over hour-long discussion on the aspects of this project.
All right. Well, so my recollection would, and I know I've missed a number of committee of holes because I've been at county board. We usually have our public hearing or something, so I'm thinking that's it. But anyways, regardless of that, what we have before us, like if we don't pass any other amendments, we still have the council action of a 3-3 tie with the mayor breaking the tie, and we have the architect issue ahead of us. So that's actually still before us. And that's still the action that the council action has taken place. So we would then move forward, what, later on to hire an architect to do a $2.3 million project, and we'd have to come to the council at a later date to get the extra money. Is that correct?
If the contract were approved, that is true.
Right. So here's the thing. What I actually heard from, or at least the residents that posted on Facebook, and I'm sure the phone calls, is they're saying zero remodel. All right? Zero remodel. That's what I'll support, is a zero remodel compared to one that's, average, modest. I'll say fix the roof, fix the HVAC, and then the heck with it. Let's keep this ugly wooden cladding. Let's keep it the way it is. Let's not make any improvements. I have the floor. Let's keep it the way it is. Why move forward with a project that's just average? Because what I'm seeing on Facebook is a very small percentage of people are saying let's do something, but the majority is saying you do nothing. That's a waste of money. Well, I'm going to be on the side of, well, fine, let's not spend any money to fix City Hall. Let's just fix the repairs. Let's not make it a better, more attractive building. And I'll say another thing. I wasn't the one that brought up security. I wasn't. And shame on those that did. We've had over 300 mass shootings in the United States this year. And not once do you say, God, what? We talked about safety and security, and
man, how come we haven't looked at that? And I'm not going to blame our director of administration. If you walk into his office, he's got binders everywhere. He's buried in binders of work and tasks that we've put him on. And that's not the top of the list. Why? Because those saying, let's do safety and security, they're never saying, hey, you know, we passed a motion or we talked about doing this. Shame on those that are up here saying, what about safety and security, when you never did it for over a year? So I'm not going to support this motion. And frankly, if we're not going to do this right, do the right thing and build the right project, I'm not going to support any remodel.
Well, the situation is this.
I hope the mayor...
You're going to be spending $600,000, which in essence is going to be a halfway waste of money, because it's not going to improve the building substantially enough that in 10 years, the next common council is going to be saying, we need to bulldoze this garbage place and start over again. And that's $30, $40, $50 million. So anyway, Alderman Nelson and Alderman...
Just to clarify that if this was to only be, again, the roof and the HVAC, by doing the roof project, that does address all the cladding all the way around City Hall.
Well, you would need to, if you look at the sheet that I handed out for the budget, you could see that since we've been talking about the facade, the money out of the roof portion was taken away, the money of the roof portion for cladding was taken away and put as part of the facade budget.
I thought when you guys spoke, cladding was part of the roof budget.
Yes, as part of the whole project, the cladding was being addressed. So if I misunderstood.
With the roof and HVAC, none of the cladding was in the budget. Because I thought when we talked a couple days ago, the roof project encompassed all cladding.
So look at column two of the handout that I gave. So how this year's 1775 was estimated. You have about 540 that covers the facade because you do need some for cladding. If you were doing, if you hired an architect to do a 175 project and did 500,000 for the facade, you're going to be using that cladding in it, but it's going to be different than the cladding that we had anticipated when it was just the roof HVAC and the replacing the brown board, because that was going to be the metal sheet panels. You can recall we brought color samples in. I don't know if you were on.
What you're saying is if you do the project at $860,000 or whatever that is, taking out the new part of the building, what you're going to be doing is putting up 1970 again as a replacement all the way around.
Some people like the 70s.
You're going to replace the wood with where we were back when Common Council talked about it in 2015. We had metal panels that look sort of like the boards, but they're metal, and that will go over that board, create the lip for the parapet to create the wall for the roof. So it's one system basically going down. So you do replace the cladding, but you're replacing it with the metal sheeting, which was that 80 to 100,000 of the total project originally.
Aluminum.